This week's Cotton Newsline is Four Cuts. All cuts are Don Parker, Manager of Integrated Pest Management for the National Cotton Council. Cut 1, coming in 3, 2, 1.
The meeting was between the research and extension entomologist and APA. The entomologist invited members of their Department of Agriculture and some independent crop consultants and some producers. The entomologist led the meeting with presentations providing data that showed the severity of the problem and then opened the floor to discussion.
Cut 2, coming in 3, 2, 1.
It's a historic pest of the Mid-South, even before BT cotton was around. But prior to BT cotton, there were some other insecticide applications that were used for control of tobacco budworms and boll weevil that were giving us some suppression and control of tarnished plant bugs as well. Now that the boll weevil eradication program has moved through that area and we have BT cotton, so there's not as many tobacco budworm applications being used, tarnished plant bug populations don't have anything keeping them in check, and we've been seeing increasing numbers of tarnished plant bugs. Because of the buildup of these numbers, we have seen more applications to try to control tarnished plant bugs. Now, during the same period of time, we have lost some of our broad spectrum insecticides, and based on the entomologist monitoring efforts, they are showing resistance to some of those insecticides. So it's a limited amount of tools that are available and a larger number of plant bugs than is usual.
Cut 3, coming in 3, 2, 1.
He had some research plots where he had sprayed different amount of times and would leave one plot out to show the importance of these different treatments. Whenever the members of the EPA walked out into the field and they pulled plants and brought them out to look at them, the fruit on the lower part of the plant was missing where tarnished plant bugs had taken them out in the areas that had not been treated. So the severity is a big reduction in fruit set. It can cause some major yield losses, and it also delays the maturity of your crop, because if tarnished plant bugs knock off the early fruit, that extends your growing season and pushes you later into the season. And if you can't get enough heat units to mature out that crop, it will have a severe impact on your yield.
Cut 4, coming in 3, 2, 1.
So we've gotten an email back from one that was with the EPA's Office of Pesticide Programs. He's the Associate Director of the Health Effects Division, Steve Neiser. And he said that if a picture is worth a thousand words, seeing things firsthand is worth a million. And I thought that was a very good way to say it. And he said that this really gave the members of EPA a very good understanding of the difficulties that the producers are facing.